This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Philadelphia Phillies have now enjoyed three locker room champagne celebrations in the postseason. It looks like a blast, shaking, uncorking, and spraying one another in bubbly. There's a long history of using champagne in celebratory ways that do not involve drinking it. Emily Bell of Devon runs a Pennsylvania-based wine importing and wholesale company.
Since the 1800s, champagne bottles have been broken over the bows of ships to christen them. I think Marilyn Monroe famously took a bath in champagne. It means decadence, and at some occasions kind of warrant it. And this would certainly be one of them.
Bell notes in the popular Netflix show Emily in Paris, a marketing team turns a bad-tasting champagne into the official spray of Paris for parties and celebrity events. Whether you're a party animal or a playoff-winning baseball star, Bell says it doesn't take much to shake champagne into spray mode.
There are many atmospheres of pressure in a champagne bottle, and just a little bit of agitation will generally give you that result.
As for whether the Phillies are actually celebrating with champagne, Bell has her doubts. She says they likely pop sparkling wine from California. The price of the real stuff from France has skyrocketed due to short vintages and supply chain issues. À votre santé.